listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. The weekend continues here as we're into Sunday, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Today is the 21st of November, 2021, and so a lot of 21s in that date there. And sorry, I said that a little slow. Checking the watch here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. A little bit of kind of going off script a little bit. We're gonna check in on the classroom. I know I did this last year with the volleyball team as their regular season came to close over number two Texas yesterday, which again we'll have recaps of that as well. If you have not downloaded the podcast yet, they should be up. Came out last night as well, so a lot going on obviously in that area for Vol. We'll stick with them here for a couple more minutes. Obviously Mackenzie Morris, a second nomination coming off of Defensive Player of the Week in the conference, so kudos to her as well. Mackenzie Morris has really come on here this year on the defense side of things, on the volleyball side of stuff here. But volleyball, another solid showing in the academic department as Kansas State earned 8 total selections in the 2021 academic All Big 12 teams, with 7 earning first team honors, including a 4.0 grade average from, again, who? Guess who, folks? Yeah, Mackenzie Morris, as the conference office announced its annual academic All Big 12 volleyball teams back on Wednesday. Morris, who is a sophomore majoring in business administration, was one of 12 student athletes in the conference to post a 4.0 grade point average. The honor marked the first academic All Big 12 first team selection from the Libero. Jordan Mackenzie Morris on the first team All Academic. Recognitions were Tiana Adams Cannoli, Holly Bond, Aaliyah Carter, Cade Fernholtz, Lauren Hinkle, and Jackie Smith. Kaylee Hollywood claimed second team honors for the first time in her career. Smith, going back to her real quick, earned the fourth first team nod in her career, while Adams Cannoli, Bond, and Hinkle were each selected for the second time in their respective careers. Carter and Fernholz made their way onto the academic All Big 12 team for the first time. Of course, Aaliyah Carter, one of the stars on that team for volleyball as well. Smith, again going back to her, is the first Wildcat to collect all 4 academic All Big 12 first team awards since Katie Brand did it back in 2013-16 as well. Jackie Smith, I should add, as well. And I know, I don't know her personally, but I know Katie Brand from my senior year from going to K-State as well. So huge congratulations to Jackie Smith on that feat. K-State has had at least 7 first-teamers in each of the last 6 seasons. Since going back to 2015, 62 Wildcats have reached academic All Big 12 accolades, with 56 named to the first team. First team members consist of those who have maintained a 3.2 grade point average or better, while the second team selectors hold a 3.0 to a 3.1 GPA. A total of 85 student athletes were honored as academic All Big 12, with 75 first team selections and 10 members of the second team as well. And also, you got to qualify for this feat. Student athletes must maintain a 3.0 GPA or higher, cumulative, or the 2 previous semesters, and must have participated in 20% of their team scheduled contests. Freshmen and transfers are not eligible in their first year academic residence. Oh my goodness. Senior student athletes who have participated for a minimum of 2 years and meet all the criteria except percent of participation are also eligible. So again, K-State doing big work in the classroom as well. So kudos to those ladies once again. Let's just redo it again. Mackenzie Morris, Tiana Adams, Cannoli, Holly Bond, Aaliyah Carter, Katie Fernholz, Lauren Hinkle, and Jackie Smith all made first team honors. And kudos again to Kaylee Hollywood on the second team as well. So strong showing once again for the K-State volleyball team here as it just ended the regular season. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, and more as well. So we're heading into Thanksgiving weekend and a lot to be thankful for, especially for student athletes here at K-State for doing good work in the classroom. That's it for right now on this edition of the podcast. Again, K-State basketball lining up here for a big showdown against Arkansas here. Not here, but in Kansas City here this week. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys for tuning in. K-State Nation and others who download and listen to the Kansas State Wildcats podcast, the Purple Project podcast. Go Cats! We'll talk to you on the next edition.